Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb Tahrir's English podcast press release. Tyrant Hasina has fallen, but her Indian loyalist cronies are still present and are continuing to spread slander against Hizb Tahrir. Tyrant Hasina has been overthrown, but her cronies and loyalists of India are still in control. These anti-Islamic agents of Hasina are against people's sovereignty and thus conspire to separate the truthful political party Hizb Tahrir from the people by spreading lies and slander. Their efforts are failing because Hizb Tahrir is a systematic and intellectual political party with a strong base among the people at all levels. The public is aware that Hizb Tahrir is the only party in Bangladesh fearlessly and devotedly brought to light the truth about the brutal Pilgana massacre of 2009, which was orchestrated by Hasina in India. The murderous Hasina government failed to deal with Hizb Tahrir politically and imposed unlawful and unjust banning on its activities through a mere press note, which had no memorandum number, no SRO number, and no section of the law to suppress its true and protesting voice. However, Hizb Tahrir continued its activities, especially protesting the arrests, disappearances, murders, dismissals of army officers by the Hasina government, and continued its uncompromising political struggle against its anti-Islamic and anti-people activities. In such a context, by disregarding law, oppressive Hasina in 2013 once again listed Hizb Tahrir under the notorious Anti-Terrorism Act by a tyrannical executive order, and the fallen Hasina's disguised cronies are still active in implementing the agenda of the Mushrik state India by spreading false propaganda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ.
And Allah bears witness that indeed the hypocrites are liars, as said in Surah Al-Munafiqun, verse 1. We want to say in clear terms that the objective of Hizb Tahrir is to revive the Muslim Ummah by re-establishing the Khilafah on the method of prophethood. It wants to resume the Islamic life by liberating the Muslim Ummah from the grip of the Western imperial states. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Let there be a group among you who call others to goodness, encourage what is good, and forbid what is evil. It is they who will be successful." Only through the establishment of the Khilafah will the new Bangladesh become a justice-based leading state. You are surely aware that the establishment of Khilafah by Allah's will is only a matter of time. The upcoming Khilafah will bring these agents along with Hasina to justice. We would also like to emphasize to the Inspector General of Bangladesh Police, Mr. M. Mainul Islam, that you hold a position of responsibility that demands adhering to objective truth. After overthrowing dictator Hasina, the people of our country certainly do not expect a blatant lie from your position like the law-enforcing officials did during Hasina's tyrannical rule. When Hizb Tahrir is a pro-people party that enjoys substantial popularity amongst all the strata of society, how come you even think to label the party as militant? Such false labeling of the Islamic pro-people political forces like Hizb Tahrir is the heinous agenda of Mushrik India and the Western imperialists to combat political Islam and delay the return of the righteous Khilafah. Also by now, you must know that Hizb Tahrir already filed a petition to the Ministry of Home Affairs of Bangladesh on September 5, 2024 to withdraw the unlawful ban imposed on it by deposed Hasina government, and the ministry has already accepted the petition for review. So, any such irresponsible comments coming from the highest-ranking officer of police will hamper the neutral review of the petition and fair judgment. Therefore, we urge you to stand beside the people of Bangladesh and Islam, and the forces like Hizb Tahrir that will always remain as a defender of the people. Now is the best time to present yourself as honest, pro-people, and Islam-loving rather than falling into the trap of anti-state conspiracies of India. Take a look at the previous heads of the various police agencies in Bangladesh who walk the dark alleys of Indian conspiracy. Also, as a Muslim, it is also your obligation to help this land resume the Islamic way of life. You should protect the call of Islam and safeguard the carriers of this call. People of Bangladesh will never tolerate you if you become the same mouthpiece of India like the previous chiefs of Hasina's police. Therefore, we, on behalf of Hizb Tahrir, call upon all the sincere and influential people of the country to resist the Indian-backed Hasina loyalists from their respective positions and work hand-in-hand with Hizb Tahrir and stand by it to bring back the Khilafah, the only solution to all the problems of the country. Media Office of Hizb Tahrir in Wilaya, Bangladesh.